Listeners, thanks so much for coming back. We're picking up again on our conversation with Nancy Hill today on Love God First, and we're focusing on specifics of how to pray, practical tips, ways to keep our minds from wandering, and some other surprises. So listen in to find out more. Okay, I want to step it up in my prayer life. You know, what are some things that you do that you think helps you to pray more effectively?
The very top thing for me, well, there's two. You have to be in the Word. You have to know the Word. When I go to pray, and if I'm having a dry time especially, praise breaks everything. To me, this is where life is praising the Lord. And if I'm having a dry time, I might put on worship music and have that going. And as I'm doing things throughout the day, at some point, that dry spell will break. Because I'm listening to the words, and I may sing them to him, and I always sing the songs to him. In church, I used to just sing, then I learned, no, sing it to him. Praise is amazing. It changes everything. I think another thing, there's an old saying, keep short accounts with God, meaning repent, be quick to repent. Don't let anything linger, because it becomes a wall between you and God.
I know for when you and I pray together each week, we start our time praising the Lord and declaring who he is and reminding ourselves, sort of turning our eyes on Jesus and reminding ourselves of his faithfulness. And we just go through things, his name, his character traits, and we just proclaim those. It's kind of like in Psalm 103, where it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like what we're doing. And so that's, I think, for me, and I need that because I can't get to the prayer time without first having that redirection of my heart, because I don't want to pray in fear. I don't want to pray in pride, you know, and so doing that sort of breaks all of that and helps me to pray with good motives. It's almost like the room warms and I can sense his presence and I know he's going to help guide me in what needs to be prayed. And that, let me just say that too. I know this is, I'm asking you a lot of questions, but I need to say this. And that is, I remember when we would go, I would sometimes go to the prayer nights at Northwest Church in Federal Way, and they would wait for the direction of the Holy Spirit before they would pray for people. And they would just sit there and pray over people quietly and just sort of hold on. And so when you're really going for it in a prayer situation, praying for someone, laying hands on them, or just contending for something, there is a waiting time where it's like, show me how to pray. Lord, show me what I need to bring. And that praise does that. The praise helps us center our minds on him. It declares the truth. It builds faith. And then I'm able to go where into the territory where I'm supposed to take the land.
Yeah. You know, the Bible tells us the Lord inhabits our praise. As we praise and open our hearts to him, because that's what praise does. It washes away all the distractions. It opens my heart. It's how I enter into the presence of the Lord, by praising him. When I was first saved, I had heard this principle, but I didn't really understand it. And I lived alone, but I was embarrassed to praise him. Why? I don't know. And so I didn't know how either. I didn't know much about him yet. So I opened my Bible to Psalms and I started reading to him about him. Lord, you made the water part and they walked across on dry ground. Lord, you, and I would read these things to him and I'd ask him, I remember saying, I'm so sorry, Lord, but will you teach me to praise? I don't know how to do this. I did. I started learning to be so thankful for who he is. And I would just call out, you're pure in your holiness and I'm safe with you. Things like that. And so don't be afraid to try it, but practice it. The more you practice it, and ask God to help you. Walls are shattered when you start praising God. And the enemy flees from the presence of God.
Yeah, well, think about Paul and Silas in the prison, and they were praising God in that dark area, and then there was that earthquake. That was spiritual warfare. They were praising, and that broke something. Yeah. And that was a good, good thing. So, and by the way, this is another thing I think people struggle with in prayer. They think, okay, I've got to get to the things I got to ask for other people. I got to get to my list of things, you know. No, I think the main reason we pray, the number one top, and there are other reasons, but the number one is to be with him, to abide with him, to draw near to him, to spend time with our Father. And so it's not a waste of time to praise him. It's actually what we, sometimes we could just do that and be like, okay, that was my prayer time today. And just be released to let yourself do that, to enjoy. Like I sometimes am like, I'm not even enjoying my time. Okay, I'm going to let myself stop with the prayer list and let myself enjoy my time with him and praise him and sit with him. I shared this with my podcast listeners in a previous podcast, but there was a moment when I was praying a few years ago and kneeling down, and I said, you know, do you want to say anything? And he said, he actually didn't say anything. He showed me a picture of himself sitting on my bed, and I was kneeling right by it, and he had his hand on my head. And it was the most precious, intimate. And, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, when I was praying diligently over something that's happening in my life right now, and I was needing him and I was pursuing him, and I said, is there anything else? And then he brought that same picture to mind, and he said, that's true every day.
Aww.
And that is precious, precious. I mean, those are the moments when we're praying that sustain us for a lifetime. I mean, I will never forget him saying that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Though, and that's a wonderful thing. If we don't learn to praise, I think that hinders hearing. I personally didn't hear him until I learned to praise and to sit in his presence. And as you were saying that about when you're praying for someone else, what I will do is I may or may not be praying out loud, or as others are praying, my inside, I'm saying, God, what do you want for this person? What do you want me to pray? And he will show me things. And so I pray them.
Well, can we talk about that? Like, how do you cultivate ears to hear the Lord? Because that is a big, like, we don't pray effectively without the Holy Spirit guiding us. So how do we hear him? How do you do that? Like, you're a person who, you haven't heard the voice of the Lord in your entire life. What would you suggest?
There's probably as many ways as there are people, but what worked for me, first of all, I used to pray. I would hear people say, well, God said this. And I'm like, well, how do you hear him? How did he say that? And so I wanted it. And I said, God, would you give me Dumbo ears spiritually? Could you just give me huge Dumbo ears so that I hear you? And every time I'd sit down to pray, would you just unfurl my Dumbo ears? Help me to hear you, Lord. And so what I would do is I would have my time of prayer. I'd open with praise and do all the stuff. And then when I was done with requests, the very first time I knew for sure I heard him, I used to listen to all the radio ministries, and they all have books and they all sound so good. I was asking God, what book should I read? Which book should I get? And I want to know you more, God. Just help me. Which ones should I hear or should I read? And I just was quiet. And as I'm just patiently waiting, and I don't think it took long, and I heard, read my book and pray. Well, that I didn't know his voice, so I didn't know it was him. The next day, same thing. Which book? Read my book and pray. And I'm so sharp that it took me three times. The third time, I was like, oh, that's you. And I knew he was talking to me. So I had read a book on how to not let your mind wander. It was an article. And it talked about things like when I close my eyes and I start to pray, especially when I go to listen, my mind goes all over and I'm constantly pulling it back. So two really good things that helped me in the beginning was, number one, pray out loud. Don't pray in your mind because it will wander. Or if I'm in a comfortable position, I might fall asleep. So pray out loud. And this one article said to cover your eyes, like just put your hands over your eyes, cover your eyes, keep them open, because when you close your eyes, that's when they, when your mind wanders more too. So I could be more attentive to listening just by doing that. That helped me a lot. Now, I don't, it may sound funny or weird, but I don't need to do that now, but that helped me in the beginning to really learn to get my mind to not go off track. And it just, especially when you're waiting for an answer. I do still do that sometimes when I'm waiting for an answer, so that I can attentively listen and wait for him to say what I'm asking.
Yeah. That one thing about this that's really, I think, difficult in our day and age now is, since we have phones and we constantly go to that, I think that makes the time that it takes for us to hear the Lord's voice like five times longer. It's going to take us so long for our brains to just calm down enough to, because, you know, it is a still small voice. The Holy Spirit is not a yeller. He doesn't yell much. He's so quiet. And so to hear him, and I know for me, whenever I've discerned the voice of the Lord, a lot of times it's something that is contrary to my flesh that is going to make me uncomfortable or look like an idiot or be vulnerable with someone. It's never going to go against Scripture. It's always going to line up with Scripture. So those two things, it's going to go against my flesh and it's going to line up with Scripture. Those are two things that I can tell when he's speaking to me. That's mostly when he asks me to do things that I don't really want to do, like pray for somebody at Target. That happened once. Oh, I was a total stranger and he asked me to pray for him. I was like, what? That is ridiculous. I did it. That, for those who are just starting out hearing the Lord's voice, be attentive to that. If you have a thought that you think, no way would I ever consider doing that, but it's something that's loving and kind and doesn't violate the Bible and is going to make you look like an idiot, but you think it might be the Lord, do it. Even if it's not him, I think he would still honor that. Don't you think?
I do think, if it's not harming somebody, what does it hurt to go pray for him? Yeah, I'm glad you said that, that it will never go against the word. And that's another reason why it's very important that we read the Bible and know who he is, and so that we can discern, is this God? Is this not God? Yeah. Because the enemy is so sly. He can come so close to telling you something that sounds like God, but you have to ask, God, is this you? Do you want me to do this? So, and that's another reason to learn to recognize his voice.
Yeah, I remember a time when I was praying about whether my two oldest kids had been homeschooled their whole lives. And when we moved to Oregon, they wanted to go to public school. And I had to pray about that and hear from the Lord, because we had always homeschooled. And so I prayed and asked him and didn't hear a thing. And so I was like, okay. And then I went on with my day. And he spoke to me when I was sitting at Starbucks with some other ladies. But that's sometimes what he does. And he just dropped this thing in my head and he said, I don't lead by guilt.
Ooh, nice.
And I was like, oh, no, you don't lead by guilt, do you? And so that little thing was born out in Scripture, because I could think about all the times when Jesus would say things, or the Father would proclaim something in the Old Testament or something, and he never led by guilt. And so I was able to test that with Scripture and go, yeah, that was you. Okay. So that was an answer to prayer. So then they ended up going for a year. And then one of them came back and said, I'm never going back to that place again. What a waste of time that was. And so then we continued homeschooling on, but I digress.
So I want to go back to one thing you said. When I first started hearing the Lord, it wasn't quiet. And as I progress, I don't like change. I'm very status quo. Don't change anything. But God started changing how I would hear him. And he got, till he got to that still small voice part with me. He will, if you ask him to help you to hear and you really mean it and you pursue it, he will help you to hear.
And yeah, and that's been true of me too. So I've been a Christian 30 some odd years. And at the beginning, he was way louder. And now he's a lot quieter. Mm-hmm. But I think it's that whole, he knows when we're young and we're starting to follow him, we need a megaphone. We need that clear. Yeah. But when we're older and more mature, he expects us to sit with him and to cultivate more, to go deeper with him. So
Another reason on the praise that I really wanted to mention is how important it is. I think of a marriage. And if the people in the marriage never say, "Oh, honey, thank you. You know, I love how you do this or that," but just always just, "Hey, I need this." Think how it makes you feel when your spouse says to you how they appreciate something about you. When Brad and I have the time where one of us might say that and then it sparks the other and we start sharing what we love about each other, man, the intimacy level, the relationship deepens so much and our hearts are so open to each other. And that's what happens with us with God.
And that's beautiful. Wow. You know, we could just pretty much talk about hearing God's voice and praising Him. And that's like all we're getting to in this whole podcast.
That's the most important.
Okay. So I'm going to shift a little bit. So what does it look or sound like to pray in faith? Like, how do you know you're praying in faith and like something's happening?
That is such a tough question. And even, you know, some people are pretty phlegmatic and they may not, people's styles, they may still be hearing God. But to pray in faith, I think you feel it. I think I feel it sometimes. There have been times like praying for someone's healing or something, and I get this excited jump in me as I pray it because I know He's answering it. And so I think that's how it, what it feels like. But I think to pray in faith, faith is a choice. We don't have anything to prove to us that we can see and touch and feel. So we have to choose to pray. And if people are listening and they don't believe that God answers prayers, or maybe something they prayed for didn't happen, or ask Him again, "God, teach me, hope, help, change my heart and my mind so that I understand this, and help me to believe You and trust You," and pray and ask and wait and watch and see what He does. If you don't believe, though, that can be a real blockage. So you want to choose to believe, and it is a choice, I think. Now, there's warfare, and the enemy is there. But yeah, to me, to pray in faith is choosing to trust and believe Him, that He is who He is, and He does what He says. I love the part in Daniel where God says, it's chapter 10, "From the moment you set your heart to pray, I began answering it." I love that. From the moment you set your heart. That's part of praying in faith, I think.
I think so too. I know that when I'm praying in faith, I'm bringing the Word of God in. Like, I'm praying the Bible to Him. Like, "Lord, this is what You said in Your Word. So this is what we're standing on." Because there's no wishy-washy. I can do that. I can bring the Bible in and go, "This is what You said. So that's what we're going to believe and trust You for." So that's a helpful thing to do too.
Sometimes in a group setting, I will do that. "Lord, You told us that anything we ask in Jesus' name and in Your will, You will do it," to help people remember those things. And there's a few verses along that line that I'll use.
All right. Well, we've got a little glimpse into the life of a prayer warrior. And you know what I'm hearing from you, Nancy, mostly? I'm hearing anything that anyone's struggling with, to just talk to the Lord about it. Like, "I don't know how to pray. Talk to Him about it. I don't feel comfortable praising Him. Talk to Him about it. I'm not really sure what even needs prayer. Talk to Him about it." Like, everything, we just go to Him and have a conversation.
That is right. Also, I have awesome prayer warriors who would tell me, "I don't pray in front of people and I don't really feel comfortable that I know how to pray." When it turns out, once I get them going, they're wonderful. So the other thing is, go to prayer meetings. Learn how to pray from observing other people. I had this teenage boy who put that he wanted to learn how to pray on a thing. The pastor gave it to me and I contacted him and said, "Why don't you come to the prayer meetings, to the prayer team on Sunday mornings before church? And you don't have to pray, just observe." And oh my goodness, this guy, it took him a couple of months and then he started praying. When people think they don't know how to pray, the enemy knows they do and doesn't want them to. I have learned a lot of times these people are incredible prayer warriors.
I remember this one time, a pastor. Before a church service, he was up in the front of the sanctuary praying in tongues just to himself, just like getting himself ready for this church service. And I thought, why is he praying? Then it dawned on me, no, he's actively preparing his heart to worship God and to engage and actively seek the Lord. What an epiphany that was. You can even pray before church service to like, Lord, meet me here. I'm here to meet you and I'm seeking you with all my heart, you know, just preparing myself to come into his presence there. So it's unlimited the places you can learn from people who can pray. Well, we're saying today that we have authority in prayer and that we can learn to pray in faith and learn how to pray effectively and learn how to praise him by asking the Lord to show us. That's what we're coming away with today. And I hope that for our listeners that they've gotten a few little nuggets. And I just realized how important it is to praise, how important it is.
Yeah. And just ask him, teach me. He loves it. When your kids ask you to teach me, we love it. Parents love their kids. God is the perfect parent. And all you have to do is ask and he will answer that.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to talk with you today. I think it's appropriate to ask you, would you just pray for us and for all those listening who want to grow in their prayer life? Would you mind just closing us?
Sure. Well, Father, I just thank you so much that you care about every person listening here and you want time with them. You yearn for time with them. Whether they know you or not, Father, you want them to come to you. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would break the inhibitions, break the lies the enemy would tell them that they can't pray or that you don't want them. You want them. You want them in the end. You care. And so, Lord, I pray that you would break all the walls and things that keep them from understanding you and drawing to you. Help them, Lord, to learn how good you are, how loving and kind and patient you are. You're so merciful. We thank you, Father, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe and give a high rating to this podcast so that more people will listen. And if you have any questions I haven't answered yet from Genesis, remember you can always email me at lovegodfirstpodcast@gmail.com.